This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, my dear respected brothers and sisters. We end this program, as usual, with a dua. We have another dua for you tonight, and that dua is a very great dua for cleansing the hearts of any grudges, any feelings, bad feelings you have for your fellow Muslims. And that's a dua which comes in the verses which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala categorizes the believers essentially into three: the muhajirin, the ansar. We know the muhajirin are those who are from Mecca, they migrated from Mecca to Medina. The ansar are the ones who were from Medina, they welcomed the Muslims into from other places, especially Mecca. And thirdly, those who are after them. So Muhajirin, Ansar, and then you have the third ones who came after them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what are those people who came after us? They are the people who recognize the virtues of the Muhajirin and Ansar, and then they make a dua. What is their dua? رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. Allah says, those who come after them, meaning after the Ansar and the Muhajirin, what is their dua? Their dua is, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا, our Lord, forgive us and forgive our brothers who have preceded us in Iman, those who were before us, those who have, if you like, they have the virtue of coming before. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Do not put in our hearts any ghil لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And the word ghil here means hatred or grudge. But actually, from a linguistic perspective, ghil is a kind of chain. And it's the chain that goes around the neck. They call it aghlal. So that kind of hatred or grudge actually is like a chain that chains you down. It doesn't allow you to move freely because it's holding you back. So remove that chain from our heart which is holding us down so that we can become more free. Emotionally and spiritually we can roam much higher. And making that dua has a great effect on a person, because obviously if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers your dua, then He will remove that kind of anxiety that you have. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Our Lord, You are most kind, most merciful. So we end with some du'as, inshaAllah ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.